I think one of the last questions I have is thinking of the very kind of the disconnect then, what you're saying as well, you know, between those of us who live in the province, but also specifically live in Vancouver, which is this almost like hyper concentration of this use of electricity, this use of resources, construction, and everything else, right? When you're thinking through about how to connect these two spaces, the site of the Peace River and the site of the city itself, like, what are you thinking of? Like how is it possible to build that kind of connection and that awareness?
Yeah, it's hard. It is very hard. I think people in the south, in the urban centers, really need to understand how much we depend on the north, how much we depend on rural areas for our lifestyles. So when I'm talking about electricity, it may sound kind of abstract, but if you think about those transmission wires, if you think about where that electricity comes from, who's paid the cost disproportionately for the use of that electricity, we're all implicated in that. It's not pretty. It can be quite emotionally painful to deal with it. But I think the first thing we need to do is reduce our use of electricity, like, as to the degree that we can, and to also think about how we generate things locally as opposed to relying on sacrifice zones. I think that when the dam was stopped before, people got kind of relaxed or whatever, but there was a real need, and there continues to be a need to, I don't know if brand is the right word, but for people to understand the value of what's up there. And for the naming, the framing, the narrative of that, to put the piece first, right? So I've been actually actively trying to stop using the term Site C as much and trying to emphasize, like, one thing that came out of the accountability summit was one of the participants, she's been going all over Twitter calling it the Peace River Dam instead of the Site C Dam, like, so that people begin to get a sense of where it is,
what's
being dammed, what is being lost if this is allowed to happen. Yeah, just the violation of Indigenous rights, the economics that don't make sense, the environmental devastation. Like, there's so many ways to come at this narrative, and it seems to me it's been difficult to have one simple narrative that everybody can understand, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I have mixed feelings about it, but I think that strategically that's perhaps what we need to do, is focus more on the peace and what's at stake up there.
Yeah, and it all seems there are these difficult and challenging geographical and spatial traversals that need to occur. Because almost people need to go and see it.
Yeah. Or at least listen to the voices of the people from that place. Like Helen Knott, it's an amazing poet, has this wonderful blog, you know, done her video poem to Justin Trudeau. There's lots of work that's being done and is being done. So that's important. But to think about this space as this violent colonial space that has to come to terms with the damage that it's done, and to think about how to move forward, doing less damage and moving forward in a good way. I think for all its rhetoric, the city has tried to increase the local energy generation through, say, reclaiming heat from wastewater, for instance. Like, there are, and also there's a lot more that could be done around solar, for instance, or wind locally, that would, I think, generate local economies and not require these sacrifice zones that are just untenable. Because I think the other piece of it is that people don't understand that the Peace River flows east into the Athabasca, then the Slave, then the Mackenzie, and up into the Arctic Ocean. So it is part of it's the headwater for a very crucial watershed that goes all the way up to the Arctic. And the downstream nations many of them have come out against the dam. Up in northern Alberta, the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation, the Mikisew Cree, they've all been, like, if you go up and ask the elders there what's devastated them, they'll say the tar sands, but they will also say the WAC Bennett Dam. It just wrecked their hunting, it wrecked the cycles that the land already had for time immemorial. There's
much larger scale.
Yes, exactly. And so if we had some ecological literacy about that, if we had a government that actually gave a shit about cumulative impacts, you would know that. At the end of the day, the Peace flows into the Athabasca Delta, and the Athabasca Delta, the Peace Athabasca Delta Park, that's a UNESCO-recognized World Heritage Site, right? So So it's not just like we want to save the peace for BC, which I think we do, or that we just want to save it for what John Horgan, our premier, said, a handful of people up in the peace, which was horrible. And I just was appalled that he would try to do that sort of divide and conquer tactic in this day and age. But whether we're just talking about the people of BC, or we're talking about the people of Canada, or people of the world, we need that watershed intact as much as possible.